It's Friday, August 30th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 162. Matt Scott is joined by Josh Willits, Jeremy Klawocki, and Dave Pedigo talking about pop culture predicting AV trends. Jeremy Klawocki starts off talking about how media influences the perception of what AV systems are capable of, for better or for worse.
Sometimes it seems like product placement these days, and you know, in the past, relatively recently, you know, you can kind of see through it if you know the industry players. I know that there's some really, they weren't even really smart home as much as like audio equipment. You know, when you have a really high style house or something, and there's a couple of audio brands that you see placed, you know, because they have a very unique, you know, let's say in a little bit further past CD player that goes on the wall. Won't name brand names, but you know, something that's really stylized. Those to me almost become more distracting than, you know, helpful in the story, just because, you know, your industry affiliations. I think of things like of Minority Report, like we just, you know, Josh was just mentioning, there's like a way forward thinking kind of look. That's really cool. Things that are more current, I don't think much about. The reference that was made to not Minority Report, but Total Recall with a self-driving car. I mean, to me, that is amazing that we're getting as close as we are now with that technology. I know we've got a long way to go, but I just had a friend who went to Vegas and had a Lyft. He called it a Lyft. And on the app, it said, "Would you like self-driving?" And he's like, "Well, hell yeah." and it shows up, and he was greatly disappointed because it was not only not self-driving, but there were two humans in the car, one with a laptop and one sitting in the steering area with their hands hovering over the steering wheel and their foot hovering over the gas and brake pedal, ready to take over. And what had happened was they were not allowed on the private property in self-driving mode. So they could only have it in self-driving on the boulevard or whatever, you know, public street. As soon as they got on a property, they had to take it back to manual. And the guy with the computer, the laptop, was, you know, fine-tuning some of the, I guess, directions and things like that. But he said it was exhilarating for a moment, and then it was not.
And then he got in the car, right?
Yeah, he was just like, you know, they asked him, what do you feel about, what's your experience been like? He's like, "Well, don't take this personally, but it would have been better if you weren't here."
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.